Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis has two little dogs. They're dandies. Little Shih Tzus. Little boy and little girl dog. And little girl dog, if it's good, she thinks it's hers. One of them's named Manny, one of them's named Casey. Little boy dog's white. And he's third bigger than Casey, right? He's way bigger than her. He's a boy dog. And the little black, grayish girl dog. Well, if they get a treat or they get a chew, she'll get hers, put it aside somewhere. And if she sees, looks like he's really enjoying his, she'll just go get it and take it out of his mouth and then go lay on hers and chew his. And he'll just look at her. Then he'll look at Phyllis. Like, aren't you going to do something about that? But she basically has this mentality, if it's good, it must be mine. Well, that'd go a long way in being a child of God. Is that right? How many people think, you know, how many people have gotten so much junk in church until they think if it's good, well, that probably is not for me, you know. If I want it, it's probably, you know, I'm going to wind up with something else because, you know, surely as I want it, then I ain't going to get it. And who knows? It might not be what I need because I don't know what I need. God knows what I need, and he may know that I need a big bump on the head and some more hard knocks. And God is a good God. His plan for us is a good plan. The things that he has prepared for us. Good things. Better than you and I have thought and imagined. Is it true or not? He said, I know the thoughts I think about you. Good thoughts. Good thoughts.
Yes.
Thoughts of peace. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. So the Lord had told them this repeatedly. It's a good land. It's a good land. It's a good land. Well, Moses, Numbers 13, 17, he sent the 12 spies, one from each tribe, to go spy the land of Canaan. And he said to them, get you up this way southward, go to the mountain. And verse 19, Numbers 13, 19, see what kind of land it is, whether it's good or bad. What are they supposed to find out? What'd the Lord tell them? It's good land. What'd Moses say? Well, go in there and see it and come back and tell us. They never seen it before. Up to this point, all they've heard is God told them it was good land. So, and see what kind of, see if it's good or bad and what kind of cities they are. They went and did it. And you remember they brought back some of the fruit of it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Was it a good land?
Yes.
Man, you never saw such advertisements on Miracle-Gro. Is that right? Clusters of grapes, so big, it took two men to carry one on a staff.
That's right.
This is some serious produce. Is that right?
Yes.
And the whole land was that way.
Right.
Oh, somebody say, good land, good land, good land, good land. And skip down to about verse 31, 13, 31. The men that went up with him said, we're not able to go up against the people. They're stronger than us. They said, it's got some nice produce, but there's giants in the land. And the walls are walled up to heaven. No way you can get through. And these people are sky high. I mean, they're 10, 12, 13 foot tall. We look like a little grasshopper to them. They'd mush us. They'd just step on us and crush us. Verse 32, and they did what? They did what? They brought up a what? What would we say today? Bad. Bad report of the, what kind of land was it? Good land. But what kind of report did they give it? bad report. God said it's good. It's an A-plus land. They gave it an F. They said, no, it's bad. They said, the land through which we've gone to search it out, it's a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. Is that a good land? It's a land of death. It's a land that will eat you up. Is that what God told them?
No.
He said it's a good land where you're going to have houses you didn't build. You're going to have vineyards. You're going to have gardens. You're going to have all this stuff. It's a good land. You're going to thrive. You're going to flourish. And your kids and your grandkids. And what'd they say? They said, It's a land where you will die. You go in there, they will eat you up. You will die. They called evil what God called good. Go to Deuteronomy, the first chapter. This is a retelling of this account. Deuteronomy 1, 25. They took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down to us, and they brought us word again. It's a good land which the Lord our God gives us. Verse 35, he said, surely there shall not one, verse 35, Deuteronomy 1:35, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he will see it. To him I'll give the land that he's trodden upon and to his children, because he has wholly followed the Lord. Verse 38, Joshua, the son of Nun. Now let me stop right here. Who out of all those folks had a good report about the land? Who got to see the good land? Did the people that brought the bad report and called it evil, did any of them get to enjoy it?
No, sir.
If you call evil what God calls good, it's still good, you just won't get to enjoy it. Can you see this, friend? This is happening right and left. I want you to notice in verse 39, he said, moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they what? They had no knowledge of what? They'll go in there and I'll give it to them and they'll possess it. Why were they exempted from the judgment? They didn't know the difference between good and bad. But the people who did know the difference between good and bad saw good, heard God call it good, and then turned around and said, no, it's bad. They didn't get to see it.
Right.
They didn't get to enjoy any of it. This is serious business. Isn't it? This is serious business. In 1 Kings 3 and 5, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it to you. 1 Kings 3 and 5, in Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give you. How about that? God asked him, ask me what you want me to give you. Whew. Is he a good God? And verse 9, Solomon said, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern what? Give me discernment and understanding so I can tell the difference between good and bad. So I can be able to be a good king and judge your people. Yeah. And verse 10, and the speech pleased the Lord. Uh-huh. It pleased the Lord that he asked for that.
Yes.
Oh, can you say thank you, Lord? And God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself long life, you didn't ask riches for yourself, you didn't ask for the life of your enemies, but you asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment, specifically to know the difference between good and bad. Behold, I have done according to your words. I've given you a wise and understanding heart. There's none like before you. There'll not be any arise after you. And I've given you what you didn't ask for, the riches and the honor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you see If you get the good versus bad right, you get all the other.
Thank you, Lord.
If you call the good good, you're going to get the good. If you love the good and you agree with God about what's good, you're going to see good. You're going to experience, you're going to dwell in the good. But if you think you're smarter than everybody else and you're going to call the good evil, then you have judged yourself unworthy of it. And you won't get to experience it. Go with me, please, to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Acts 19. This covers everything from the new birth to healings to needs being met. It covers all these things, all these good things. Don't call evil what God calls good. Don't call good what He calls evil. In Acts 19:9, Paul preached to the people, and when divers were hardened and believed not, and they spoke evil of that way before the multitude. What did they do about what Paul was preaching? They spoke bad about it. They spoke evil of it. Now back up to Acts 13 and notice what he had already told them about what would happen when you do that. Does it make any difference when you hear a message what you say about it? If a message is really from the Lord and really came by revelation of the Spirit and anointing of the Spirit and is good, does it matter what you say about that? It matters more. I'm sure more than, that's why the Lord said, y'all got to go back and look at this again.
Yes.
Can you see why He said that?
Yes.
We need to get better settled in this. How many hundreds of thousands of church going folks and meeting going folks, they come, they sit, don't have pay attention, don't care what they say about it at lunch after the message, and don't think it makes any difference in their life. And if it was just something that came out of a man or a woman, it don't make much difference. But if it came from the Lord, if somebody sought Him and heard it from Him and got it from Him, and it came out by revelation of the Holy Spirit, and it came out by anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you scoff at that, and you mock that, and you call that bad, and call it wrong, whoa. Is that right? Woe to you, because you're not going to enjoy any of the good of the thing God said was good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.